taking, make your hole in the ground, for instance, turnips and things like that, and potatoes, same thing. And put them in there and put your straw or something over them and then cover them with dirt to
the
degree to where you think that the freeze wouldn't be severe enough, you know, to injure. Well, that's the way it's done. Then you could dig in, get whatever you want to in the wintertime.
Did you ever call that a potato bank or a potato house?
Yes.
Which of those?
Another potato house, because there's no house there. We sometimes
like it. Come up, you're a seller. You kept having to get the canned food and everything.
Yeah.
But,
you call it sometimes a what, though?
Well, you can call it Potato Hill.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. I did have a, that wasn't a root cellar, but it was a house. I built it up so high and it was kind of like the cedar. You can feel a bit of dirt around in there. You see if it was so high.
What did you call, you mentioned plows. Now how about kinds of things you had for breaking up the ground into finer?
Well, we told, had people call club bats.
Yeah.
I'd go out of the hole or throw the baseball bat and I never went that
way. I wondered if you had a machine, any kind of harrows.
The only thing that I've ever saw in a club buster was something like a garden tiller. With cleats welded on it, and it's called a pod buster. It worked.
Did you have anything called a drag?
Yeah.
Drag harrow.
Sure, yeah.
What was that?
Well, it looked like a form of wild yeast supply, though. It was made in a harrow.
An A-frame?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever... Yeah, go ahead.
Spike teeth in it.
Yeah. And what was that called?
A harrow.
Okay, and a drag?
Yeah, drag
harrow. Did you ever have anything you called it? Did you ever hear anything called a Joe harrow?
Yes.
What was that? That's a small one?
Yeah, small.
And what was that called?
Gee Whiz Joe Harrow.
Okay, Gee Whiz Joe. Was there anything else you called a Gee Whiz?
Nope.
Was there anything you called a Go Devil?
Yeah, but to get them out of the brain.
Yeah, okay, what's that?
Oh, it's a grub of an insect or looks like a termite. Boy, they look so bad you wouldn't even want to handle them.
Brains of what? Of a hog?
No, it's a live. Oh, what is they call them? A microbe.
Yeah.
Microscopic.
Yeah. Well, no, I'll tell you what I was. There are two things I was wondering about the Go Devil. One is, I've heard the term Go Devil used in logging. It's a piece of logging equipment, and I've also heard a Go Devil used for a little two-wheel cart that they use up in the mountains of East Tennessee. And it's pulled by an animal, and I was thinking before we talked about braking, because the way they brake that thing is that it had just two wheels on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you, and the
and a cart.
Yeah, right, a cart, and the shafts when you wanted to stop and you're going too fast and the animal's getting away from you, you start going down a hill too fast, you can cut loose these shafts and they go down in the ground and the cart just, the shafts just burrow right into the ground and it stops.
I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't know
I just look on that common around here.
We don't have it here. I have saw those logging carts. Whenever they drag though, there's much excess weight on the log that it wouldn't, unless there's ice or mud or something that was slippery, that there would be no call for having brakes. They had a...
You're talking about the horses and mules too. Mm-hmm. Now let me get back to that. Daddy's telling you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But they used to make cleats on the back of a damn horse's shoe, not the ones you rode, so they would have traction. That turned the end of the horseshoe down, so that digging the ground.
Yeah.
All right.
Like football cleats on them.
They even sheared hops.
Is that right?
Right. I've had some steer shoes here. Because I little guy had more than one. Never did it.
Is that right? What do you call those? The bottom part of a horse's foot.